Natchez hosts Downtown Unlocked, emphasizing the available properties along Main and Franklin Streets. The aim is to bring in business to tap retail, restaurant, and grocery demand in the area. The event also honored major investors. The redistricting debate is expected to begin at the Louisiana State Capitol this week.
Governor Landry and Republican legislative leaders say Louisiana needs a new congressional map quickly now that the Supreme Court has struck down the current map. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says what makes this debate interesting is that there are three state lawmakers seeking a congressional seat.
What does this do to their chances? So they have a stake in this. They've just invested a lot of money and spent money.
And Pinsonat says with the general election in November, the U.S. House races will likely have to go back to an open primary.
I don't see how you can do anything other. They don't have enough time.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared this Hurricane Preparedness Week. The declaration follows the 2025 hurricane season, which included 13 named storms, five of which formed into hurricanes, and four intensified into major hurricanes. Reeves says the move is meant to urge folks to prepare for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season. The Mississippi Emergency Management Association will highlight key messages, facts, and ways to be prepared on their social media outlets this week. The first 4 months of 2026 have shown encouraging signs on the insurance front in Louisiana.
Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says the vast majority of home and auto insurance companies which filed for rate changes in the first 4 months of this year filed for rate decreases. He says it's proof that while there's more to be done, the reforms passed last year are working.
We're moving in the right direction. Certainly not as fast as I want, but we are making progress.
Temple says while auto insurance rates are going down, commercial auto rates are still sky high, and that needs to be addressed.
We need some more legislation passed to help reduce where that portion of the market is being abused, and we're going to continue to push for more reform.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 35.39 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.